I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. For me, when I'm cooking, the recipe is just a starting point. I'll add a little more of one ingredient, maybe swap out another one, but sometimes I do not stray. Like my favorite pasta sauce, alla matriciana, I follow one recipe. Not Michelin star chef Carlo Cracco, however. On TV, the Milan-based chef decided to go off the book, putting garlic in his amatriciana. Now, the sauce comes from a town not far from Rome called Amatrice, and the fine people in Amatrice let Cracco know that garlic is not okay. Lydia Bastianich from Lydia's Kitchen joins me now. So lay it out for us. What are the basic ingredients of alla matriciana, Lydia?
Well, alla matriciana is a classical recipe from the town just outside of Rome, Amatrice. And the original amatriciana, even before the tomatoes came from the New World, was a pasta dish made out of fresh pasta. The sauce was basically guanciale, which is the cured cheek of the pork, pecorino cheese, which these pastori, these herders that would go up in the hills with their sheep, this is what they would do. Would take a little fire, put a little bit of the guanciale from the pig that they had in their little sack, put the water to cook for the pasta, threw in the pasta, a little bit of wine in the guanciale just to make the sauce, and then added the pecorino cheese, again, from the sheep. So that was the traditional. Then in the 1500s, I gather, the tomatoes came, and that still is the original.
So it has evolved, though, what you're saying, over the years. So what is the problem with adding a little garlic to the recipe?
Well, that's it. I think that everybody, you know, since the world is becoming ever so more homogenized in flavors, in everything is so accessible that they want to protect their flavor. And they're right, you know, in a sense. But as chefs, you know, adding a little bit of your own flavor, of your own kind of colorature, what's wrong with that? That's what food is all about. For example, to throw more and more gas on the fire, I like my amatriciana with a little bit of onions, and I like the onions kind of nice and crunchy. So when I bite into it, I hear the crunch of the onion in the amatriciana. Now, they might have me crucified for that, but I like
Well, the mayor of Amatrice reprimanded the chef over the use of garlic. Is that too much? You think the mayor was out of bounds?
I think just the mayor is proclaiming his turf, he's protecting it. I think what's so beautiful about the Italian cuisine, it's regionality, you know, 20 regions, and every region has a specialty. And still, you go in today's homes of grandmas and mothers, those original recipes still reign, still reflect the regions that you come from. And I think that's beautiful. So maintaining that, I am all for the mayor. Again, having said that, I will feel free to alter it now and then if I wish to.
You know, well, Italy has this DOC designation for certain ingredients, like Parmigiana cheese has to come from this specific region. Is it possible that Italy would ever entertain the idea of giving a recipe a DOC designation?
That's, you know, it's a bit more difficult. You know, yes, you can sort of identify a recipe and say, this is an authentic recipe from Amatrice, and give the exact amounts. And yes, you could do that. Can you pressure the rest of the world, the chef world, to do that exactly? I'm sure that some of them will, and some of them will use that as a springboard to do more creative things. So, you know, that's the world today.
Speaking of authenticity, have you ever been to Amatrice and eaten pasta alla matriciana there?
I have, and it's one of my favorites. I love it in bianco, which is like a carbonara.
So without the tomatoes.
Without the tomatoes, I like amatriciana in bianco, la matriciana, but in Rome, more often than not, you find it now traditional red sauce. And it's only the jowl and the tomatoes, and I guess they put a little bit of wine in there, and the pasta, and it's delicious. And I enjoy it just about every time I pass through Rome.
Oh, where's the best place to go in the U.S. for pasta alla matriciana?
Well, I would say, you know, if you come to Philidia, certainly I'll make you a great
place. I was
kind
of expecting that. Most unexpected place to find it.
I think that if you go in the Italian neighborhood restaurants, we'll have a fair rendition of the amatriciana. But don't be surprised if you find in there onions or garlic.
Chef Lydia Bastianich, her latest cookbook is called Lydia's Common Sense Italian Cooking. Lydia, thank you for your common sense.
My pleasure, Marco. Ciao.